It's great that you're here.
Well, I think you and your team have all done very, very well. Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a challenge. It'll be more of a challenge, I think, next week with communion. But I couldn't figure out why anything I had on Bluetooth, I had purchased a new microphone and for a headset microphone so you could hear me at home, and everything else, and it just nothing worked. And I tried and tried, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the service I thought, wait a minute, when I click this slide all of a sudden the sound is coming out, and that means it's that Bluetooth is working over top of this Bluetooth. So there's just so many variables. It's like trying to figure out a chain.
And why did we hear Graham better than anyone else?
Because he was sitting right here in front of the computer, in front of the microphone. What sound you were picking up came off the microphone that's built into the computer.
He was very loud.
He was very loud because he was very present. He was sitting where I am. So if he'd had this camera on, you'd seen him instead of what you were seeing. So that's what happened. So you probably didn't pick up anything I had to share. But I was talking about sin and talking about the fact that we all have a burden that we carry, because in our personality we all sometimes feel separate from God, and that we have burdens that we carry from life experiences and just by being human. And we think sometimes, I'm not the person I want to be. And as Paul was saying, this is not who I am. Now, most theologians have thought over the years that this is referring that probably Paul was a homosexual, and he just couldn't handle the fact of being a homosexual, especially in his culture. But he said, I'm a sinner, and no matter how hard I try, I see through the glass darkly. And what he's concluded is an important conclusion for us, that no matter what we carry with us, we can bring this burden to Jesus, and Jesus will be there with us, loving us and assisting us. We are never thrown away. We are always at one with God, and God is at one with us. So no matter how harshly we judge ourselves, and we wouldn't judge Paul today, but in that culture of 2,000 years ago he would have been, but we would not judge him today, but always know that you are lovable and loved by God, and hopefully in God's community, which is who we are, we also love one another no matter who we are. We don't have to be perfect to be lovable. We're just loved because we are, and we are members of the family and body of Christ. So that was the essence of what I said this morning. I think you heard some of it. I hope you heard more of it now. So bless you all, and thank you for being here. I'd love more feedback, because you're my Zoom family. You've been church for the last 3 months. Fran.
The great